Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show's about to get a whole lot smarter. 4:18 the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. We have a certain level of intellect between us, but when we add to the program ESPN's Buster Olney, now we really know what we're talking about. Great baseball reporter from ESPN joins us now here on 97.3 The Fan. How are you, Buster? Good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk with you guys, too. The last time that we talked, it was toward the end of January. Chris had just written a thing about, well, here's how Manny Machado might fit or Bryce Harper might fit. And we were talking about that, and it was a lot of hope and a lot. And then I think I at the end was like, nah, but we know in the end they won't do it. but I remember that conversation as soon as word broke that they were in on it. So you guys apparently inspired something.
Well, we told this completely differently, and the way we told it was that you were the one that mentioned Manny Machado might be coming to the Padres, and we believed you, and you turned out to be right. So we've been giving you all the credit.
We're all being good teammates here,
right?
Being good teammates.
That's right. We're all in the same club. So now the next one is Madison Bumgarner, and
yes.
It is definitely obvious the Giants are going to trade Madison Bumgarner. What makes you think the Padres would be a good and perfect destination were that to come about?
What I'm hearing from other teams that will be involved in this market, because I just basically sent out a bunch of texts over the last few days and asked the question, hey, where do you think this is going to wind up heading? And let's face it, this is a little bit like the Machado thing back in January. It's a long-range forecast, and the feedback I'm getting the question, of course, is which team could potentially be motivated and which team has the prospects to get him. And a bunch of people were getting back, yep, Padres probably would be viewed as the early front runner. You know, the Astros may be a team involved. The Brewers have the motivation, maybe not the prospects. Other contenders might be involved. But here's another factor I think really is important for this year, is that you've got a new head of baseball ops with the Giants, and Farhan Zaidi, who I think operates, sets aside all the old school feeling that you don't trade a great player within your division to a division rival. I mean, when he was working under Billy Beane in Oakland, they didn't care who they traded with. Their feeling was, look, we just want access to the best possible prospects. And we don't, if it's a division rival, whatever. Our feeling is that we'd probably weaken the division rival by taking a couple of their best prospects in a trade. And so I don't think Farhan will blink at all if he feels like that the best offer he gets on Bumgarner comes from the Padres. And you guys know this, I mean, among all farm systems, in terms of depth, in terms of quality, the Padres are at a competitive disadvantage when you're talking about making trade for pitching.
Yeah. ESPN's Buster Olney joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Buster, the Padres have somewhat of a dilemma, which is why we're even talking about Madison Bumgarner, right? They have an extremely young pitching staff. A lot of these guys are going to be on some type of innings limitation. And how do you think the Padres handled that, especially as it pertains to Chris Paddock, right? Because he's off to an amazing start so far, and he's going up against Clayton Kershaw tonight. Does this have the potential to end up like a Steven Strasburg type thing where they shut him down and that's it? There's no more pitching for him.
I don't think they'll do that, but I do think that they potentially have that vortex in front of them, and I really hope that they work to avoid that during the year. And that to me means getting a handle on it right now. Because when you look at his career high, as you guys I'm sure have discussed, in professional innings is 90. Teams usually won't go more than 40 or 50 more from one year to the next when they're dealing with young pitchers. And so that means as we sit here today, he's got 40-plus innings, throws another 6-7 tonight. That means that for the rest of the year, if in fact they subscribe to that formula, and then that's generally accepted within the industry, he'd have about 90 innings left for the rest of the year.
Wow.
That's like 15 starts, 15 six-inning starts. So how do you deal with that? Now, You know, I've asked around to people around baseball today, look, would you ever just, knowing the Padres are a team of promise and you want to make sure that Paddock's okay at the end of the year, would you think about shutting a guy down in midseason? Just say, look, go take a summer vacation for 6 weeks, and then we'll ramp you back up at the end of the year. And I get back, no, that's not something that you're going to see teams do. What they could do is, you know, give him, skip him a start, skip him another start, try to pull the reins back on him. My concern about the Strasburg thing, and this goes beyond innings, because you guys remember what happened the year that they did that, the Nationals did that with Steven. It wasn't only about the fact that he wasn't available at the end of the year for the postseason, but the conversation afterward among players about Steven, was, you know, why didn't this guy push his way through? That guy's a, you know, wimp. It's his career. He should have driven it. And I feel like as someone, you know, who's covered his whole career, that has hung on him.
No doubt.
And it's, and his reputation. And so I feel like the Padres need to work to protect Paddock from that type of situation, get a plan in place, make sure that he's available the end of the year, because you don't want a situation where he's running out of innings in mid-September the way that it happened with the Nationals in Strasburg.
Buster Olney, always great stuff from ESPN, joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Could the Padres conceivably, and it's an interesting name I'm bringing up now because he's involved in something else today, and that's Julio Urias of the Dodgers. But we talked with some Dodger people, and they said, you know, and rather than pitch him as a starter and keep his innings down, they just moved him to the bullpen and have him throwing like 3-4 innings a game, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th inning. And that's worked for the Dodgers. Now, again, this latest situation with Urias, we'll see how that plays out. But is that a solution to Chris Paddock, where you'd maybe take him out of the starting role and put him like in a 6th, 7th inning role?
You could theoretically. And it's not only him, as you guys know. I mean, you know, Anthony, you referenced it at the top about, you know, Strom and other, they have a really young pitching staff. And so they're going to be doing this dance with several guys.
Yeah.
During the course of this year, and whether it's in a bullpen session or, a bullpen role for a period of time, or just pulling the reins back, they're going to have to be dealing with that during the year, which is why, you know, when we talk about making trades, I feel like, and I, you know, reported this yesterday, Giants are open for business right now. The expectation is that he probably won't be traded until right after the amateur draft, which is 3 weeks away. But you can make an offer right now. The Toronto Blue Jays, Marcus Stroman, and Aaron Sanchez, they're available right now. And if you're the Padres and you're looking at, you know, this sort of looming situation with your young pitchers, it probably would be great for them to build in some veteran depth and get one or two guys who can come in and help out with that inning and help with the management that they're going to have to deal with these young starters.
Buster, we were talking about Madison Bumgarner and the Padres being, you wrote today that the Padres would be the number one, at least right now, it seems like they would be the number one destination. What about a guy like Dallas Keuchel? Because everything we know about A.J. Preller is that he's more likely, at least in my opinion, to go out and sign a guy on a prorated season like Dallas Keuchel versus Madison Bumgarner, where you're going to have to give up something to get him. Is Keuchel at all in this conversation?
And I got to be honest, you know, the other day I had a conversation with Gio Gonzalez in the Brewers clubhouse. I was surprised the Padres didn't jump at him.
I was too.
Given where the price was, I thought he would have been an absolutely perfect fit. He signed like $2 million. He's pitched great for the Brewers so far, and you're right, you know, Keuchel is an option. I will tell you that he intends to be a lot more expensive than where Gio was at the end.
I imagine.
At the beginning of the last offseason, Scott Boras asked teams, when teams checked in on Keuchel last December, he was asking teams 6 or 7 years, $25 to $30 million a year. So he basically was looking at a David Price, Max Scherzer-type contract. And teams heard that and said, no, thank you. They hung up the phone and moved on to, you know, the Nathan Eovaldis and Jay Happs and guys like that. Now, Dallas' situation has changed since then. I suspect that he's going to wait until after the June draft to sign, because then he won't be tethered to draft pick compensation. But at some point, like Dallas is a great guy, you know, he's been a terrific pitcher. If I were a close friend, I'd say, you got to pitch.
Yeah.
Like, you need to sign and pitch. And the last offer that I know of to Keuchel, The Astros offered 1 year at $15 million or 2 years at $24 million, and that was not close to what he was looking for. And, you know, you wonder which team would be out there on that sort of thing. And I also think, you know, I mentioned Bumgarner, I mentioned Stroman, I mentioned Aaron Sanchez. I also think Trevor Bauer is going to be an option in the trade market this summer, regardless of whether or not the Indians are in contention, because they're looking to manage their payroll moving forward. And again, we know that the Indians from last summer, the Indians and Padres can trade, and the Indians would love to draw on the Padres' great wealth of prospects.
Great stuff, Buster. I just want to ask one last thing. We've got a couple seconds left. If the Padres were to pull off some kind of deal and they went after a Bumgarner or one of these other guys and made a trade, what would it cost them, or what the kind of package would they have to put together in order to do it?
At least one high-end prospect. Maybe for a Bumgarner, a good blueprint would be the Yankees and Cubs trade from a few years ago, when the Cubs got Aroldis Chapman to be the piece to help them win the World Series. If you remember, that's how they got Gleyber Torres. I think that the Padres, for basically a three-and-a-half-month rental for Bumgarner, at least one major prospect, a couple of guys around the edges.
All right. Well, that's it's going to happen. Because Buster, he's always right.
He's spot on.
He's spot on. And you know what
you
I like about him better?
Right.
Is that he's
man.
Right, and then he gave us the credit. I love this guy. Buster, thanks so much for the
Thank
time,
you, Buster.
Man. Great, we'll catch up with you soon. Good talking to you. Buster Olney there from ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.